FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We continue to interview candidates for the Deschutes County Commissioner positions that are available. And our next interview now is Jamie Collins is in studio this morning. Jamie, thanks for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Thanks for doing these.
So where do you reside and what is your occupation?
Sure. I live on the east side of Bend with my wife Meredith and my son Jack, who is 5 and a half. My wife, Meredith, is a physician assistant at St. Charles, and I am a reserve officer in the U.S. Coast Guard at present and doing some scientific consulting work. So I actually left my full-time job last April to focus on this race because I believe it's that important for the next generation here in Deschutes County.
Why do you want to be a county commissioner?
Sure. So the reason I'm running actually is for my son, Jack. He's probably headed off to preschool right now over on the east side of Bend at a place called The Cottage, run by a wonderful woman named Sue Stendahl, who's been in business for 47 years doing the same thing there out by the hospital. And I really am running to bring about, to give my son, Jack, and everyone in his generation access to the same amazing things and the same future that we've all had here with the clean air that I think we've come to take for granted a little bit with our increased fire risk, clean and abundant drinking water. And then most importantly, I want to ensure that he has the ability to get a job here in Deschutes County in his life doing anything he wants and not having to spend his whole paycheck on rent or a mortgage.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the county?
Sure. Well, I ended on that last one for a reason. It is I don't think it is any secret to anyone that we are in the throes of the worst affordability crisis that we've had in the country at all levels here, and it's certainly happening right here in Deschutes County. Everyone sort of knows the statistic that we're the fastest growing county in Oregon, right? That's many candidates are talking about that on the campaign trail in this race. We're also the wealthiest county now in Oregon by per capita income, and that growth and that wealth bring us some enormous opportunities here that I want to take advantage of, and that I look forward to taking advantage of with the team that is going to be this new 5-member team on the commission. But they also bring enormous challenges, and we, I think, have a moral obligation here to make this a place where people who work here, our firefighters, our workers who are building our homes, our teachers, our police officers, our sheriff's deputies can actually find a place to live near where they work. The single biggest thing I'm focused on in that big problem, right? It's a big problem to bite off, especially the housing piece. I'm really focused on homeowners insurance. I think this is a brewing crisis. I think people are probably familiar with the fact that State Farm, for example, has stopped writing new policies completely in the entire state of California. That's reminder, this is the world's fifth largest economy, right? State of California. That's happening here too. Safeco and Progressive have pulled out of basically half the county. A State Farm has stopped writing policies in certain places outside of Sisters. And day one, I really want to stand up a crisis task force to look at fire and homeowners insurance, try to get ahead of it. Because, look, we need to build thousands of new homes here for the growth. There's very little point in building all those homes inside our cities, near infrastructure, even in the safest way we can do for fire if we can't set the conditions for success, right, and put that insurance infrastructure out there.
Do you have a plan of attack?
Yeah, so I think day one, look, I'm not an insurance expert. I've had the benefit of having a lot of conversations with insurers and then reinsurers. So it's like, who insures the insurers, right? It's companies that sort of sit at the next layer above in our economic system here. I really want to stand up a task force day one of the people who are experts, right? So bring in our firefighters, our fire chiefs, the insurance industry themselves, our home builders, our environmental organizations, our chambers of commerce, small business owners. Get everyone in a room and start first. Get a handle on the problem. Look, I've spent 22 years in public service as a military officer, disaster responder. I led disaster response operations for all 18 counties here east of the Cascades. That's why my family and I moved here to East Bend about 10 years ago. And the first thing you do in that business is define the problem and get a handle on what the problem is. And we don't really even have a sense of that here. So that's day one. Get that set and get the right people in the room rowing in the same direction to help us get a handle on it.
So that's all the questions I have for you. You have the microphone for a concluding statement.
Sure. Well, look, it is about public service for me. I have been five and a half years on active duty with the U.S. Coast Guard. I have represented our country abroad as a military diplomat, and I have responded to everything from wildfires to hurricanes and earthquakes, and then actually right here in Deschutes County and the 18 counties that surround us, from Hood River all the way down to Klamath, out east to Idaho, Nevada, helped lead communities through 300 different disasters. And the thing I love most is helping those communities navigate what is often their toughest day and a tough challenge, and then getting everybody going in the same direction and providing them with a path to emerge stronger on the other side of those challenges. And that is really what I love and what really energizes me. And I am looking to bring that 22-year record of public service in uniform and then serving the people here at Deschutes County forward on the county commission.
Jamie Collins, he is candidate for Deschutes County Commissioner, position 1. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.